This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, it's Dean Bakari. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Hope you had a phenomenal Thanksgiving holiday. In this episode, we are actually going to continue, pick back up on our 30 more life lessons learned in 30 years. In the last episode, we went over life lessons numbers 1 through 15. Today, we're going to finish it up by picking back up from life lesson number 16 all the way through 30. So if you haven't heard that last episode, go ahead and listen to that. If you already have and you're ready to finish it up, then let's dive right in, baby. Life lesson number 16 is a very simple one. Always carry a paper notebook. You know, one habit that's literally, quite literally helped me transform my life is the habit of always carrying a paper notebook. There's something about paper that just fosters a higher level of creativity. When I write things down on paper, I literally feel like I'm manifesting those things that I'm writing down into existence. So a lot of people ask, well, Dean, what do you write in your notebooks? Well, I write down my goals, I write down my plans, I write down lists, I flesh out ideas, I doodle and draw diagrams and sketches to better understand concepts and ideas. And some of the images that you'll find on my blogs are images that I've just sketched out in my paper notebooks. So you want to change your life for the better? Buy yourself a notebook. In fact, if you can, buy yourself the nicest notebook that you can afford and write something in it every day. Why a nice notebook? Well, having a nice notebook, at least for me, it helps me just make the whole process more enjoyable. It helps make it more enjoyable to hold and carry and write in. And personally, I don't mind spending $30 or even $100 or more for a notebook that holds million-dollar ideas. But, you know, it doesn't really need to be expensive for it to be useful. Just get yourself a notebook and start using it on a daily basis. Write something in it every day. You can use it as a planner, you can use it as a journal, or just a place to capture your thoughts and ideas. But always have a paper notebook on you at all times. You never know when you get that million-dollar idea that can be a game changer for you. So always have a paper notebook. Life lesson number 17, no one ever really grows up. You know, when I was a kid, and you might be able to relate to this too. When I was a kid, I'd look at adults and I'd think, man, you know, once I grow up, I'll have everything figured out just like they do. But then I grew up. And you know what I realized? No one's got anything figured out. No one actually ever grows up. People just pretend to grow up. They pretend to know what they're doing. They pretend to have it all figured out. But they're just as lost as you and me. The life lesson here is this. Don't worry about growing up and figuring it all out, because no one ever really does. Instead, maintain your childlike playfulness and curiosity throughout your entire life. You'll learn a lot more and you'll enjoy yourself a lot more because of it as well. So, life lesson number 17, understand nobody really ever grows up, and to be curious and playful like a child. Number 18, nothing happens without other people. When I was in high school, I went to a Lil Wayne concert, the rapper Lil Wayne, with a bunch of my buddies. And, you know, there's only one thing I really remember from that concert. I don't remember really anything else, but I do remember this. When Lil Wayne, Weezy, hit the stage, the first thing that he did was grab a microphone and he said this. He said, I want to say thank you. And well, really in his voice, his raspy voice, he really said, you know, with a cup of purple drink in his hand, he said, I want to say thank you to everybody I hear tonight, because without y'all, I ain't shit. Then he literally repeated that over and over and over again, at least 30 or 40 times. He was like, without y'all, I ain't shit. In other words, what he was saying is that I want to be grateful to you. He was expressing gratitude. you know, kept on saying it over and over and over again until he was literally like out of breath. He was screaming it at the top of his lungs. That's how he started his show. And I understand that, you know, Lil Wayne's not really a role model, but he does understand a very important thing about life that you absolutely need to know if you want to achieve success at any level. And that is this: nothing happens without other people. Absolutely nothing. And Lil Wayne knows that he'd be nowhere if people didn't buy his music, come to his concerts, which is why he expresses how grateful he is in only the way that Lil Wayne can to his fans with so much intensity. You know, nothing happens without people, and no one succeeds alone. People buy your goods and services. People teach you about your craft. People help you thrive and succeed. A person who tries to lead a life without learning how to deal with, communicate, learn from, and love other people is never going to be happy. So keep that in mind. Anytime you try to go alone and, you know, just focus on, get too focused on yourself or try to do everything all on your own, remember that nothing happens without people. Transactions require multiple people. They require more than one person. And, you know, friendships, of course, require more than one person. Nobody ever succeeds alone. Nothing happens without people. Keep that in mind. Life lesson number 19, take responsibility over everything that happens in your life. Embracing this life lesson, major game changer for me, major paradigm shift for me. You know, I used to be a whiny little bitch, blaming everybody but myself for my circumstances. I gave up on complaining and I gave up on making excuses for myself after I realized how little those things have done for me. You know, I can't do blah, blah, blah because blah, blah, blah. You know, it wasn't until I learned to take responsibility over my own life, my own choices and behaviors, that things began changing. And of course, taking responsibility and all that stuff is not an easy thing. Those things are not easy. In fact, it can be really hard. But just like any other skill worth developing, it takes hard work and practice to become a person who takes responsibility. But it's absolutely worth it. You know why? Because it liberates you. It's incredibly liberating. When things go wrong, I don't look for people to blame anymore. I look for what I can do to make things right, to make things better. Taking responsibility is not about always taking the blame or anything like that. It's about always taking initiative, taking control over your circumstances, saying, I'm not going to look to other people to fix this problem for me. I'm going to figure out what I can do within my own control to change these circumstances in my life or to fix things. I don't blame other people. I take responsibility. So stop complaining, stop making excuses, take responsibility. Life lesson number 20, immediate execution. When you get a new idea, do you do something with it or do you let it sit? One of the most important life lessons I have learned is to take immediate action the very moment that you get an idea or learn something new. You know, if I don't personally strike while the emotional iron is hot, then my brain, it starts to come up with excuses to procrastinate and wait on the idea, which usually means that I'm not going to do anything with it at all. So don't succumb to that habit because you'll end up regretting it. In that very moment that you get that idea, you learn something new, you receive a new insight or idea, do something with it immediately, especially if it's important to you. And if it is, then you need to attach some small action to it to get the ball moving immediately, to get it rolling, or else it's never going to get rolling at all. So whenever you get a new idea, whenever you learn something new, a new concept that maybe you can apply to your business or career, then do something with it. Use it immediately. Otherwise, fear is going to hold you back. Your brain's going to say that you don't have the time or that you don't have the skills to do it. Try it before you start saying all that stuff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Do it. Do something. Life lesson number 21, travel more. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to Geneva, Switzerland with my wife to visit my father-in-law. And, you know, while we were walking around the shops in downtown Geneva, we decided to find a cafe, have some espressos. And we find a nice little place. We walk in, we order, we sit down. And then my wife, Anna, asked me to grab her another piece of little dark chocolate from the front. For some reason, everybody over there has chocolate with their coffee or their espresso. And, you know, it's pretty awesome. It's wonderful. I like it. But Anyways, it's a habit that everybody has out there. All the coffee shops give you chocolate with your tea or your coffee or your espresso. So in any case, my wife wants another piece. I go back up to the barista and I ask him for one. I walk up and I say, "Hey, buddy, can I grab a few more pieces of chocolate?" And he just looks at me like, "You're a douchebag, man. Don't talk to me like that." He's just absolutely appalled. He's so appalled, in fact, that he doesn't even acknowledge me. Why? Because I called him buddy. You know, though saying buddy is friendly language in the U.S., apparently it's actually very disrespectful in Switzerland. And that's interesting. You know, it's really interesting. And my father-in-law explains it to me. He's like, "Hey, don't say buddy. No, 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 Dean, don't say buddy. Don't say that. It's not good. Not good. You say monsieur." You treat him like with a high level of respect, because apparently the term buddy is not very respectful out there. Even though it's a term of, you know, friendship and it's friendly language in the U.S., apparently that's not the case in Switzerland. So different culture, different insight, different way of life, and different language usage. And so, you know, this is just one of a million different nuances that you pick up when you travel to different cultures. And every year, you know, one of the things that we do is we just visit at least 3 countries, usually more, and we just want to enjoy ourselves and get exposure to different cultures and different people and different ways of life. So far this year, 2017, we've been to Italy, Greece, Canada, and at least one other place that I can't really think of at this moment. But the point here is that traveling is one of the most enriching things you can do. It gives you an understanding of how other people live, behave, and interact. And the benefits are so far and beyond that we don't have time to even talk about it. You know, but the bottom line is it exposes you to new and interesting cultures, and you can use that information to relate to others, to understand others, to sort of adjust your behavior in different settings with different types of people. It's a very powerful thing. So travel as much as you can, not just to see different places, experience new things, but to experience how other people live, other cultures, other ways of life. Life lesson number 22, find your why. Find your why. Your why is the purpose, cause, or belief that drives you to take consistent action, both personally as well as professionally. So my why, and you may have heard me say this before, my why is to empower, entertain, and educate people everywhere to achieve their goals and improve their lives. So what's your why? Find your why. Figure out what your purpose is, your mission in life is going to be. It's very important. Life lesson number 23. This life lesson, quite simply, I put it as in the acronym PIES. P-I-E-S. P-I-E-S, and each letter stands for something. The P stands for physical. The I stands for mental, IQ. The E stands for emotional, and the S stands for spiritual. The idea here is to do at least one thing every day that helps you grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Whatever that thing is for you. So for me, I exercise every day. I read every day. I spend some real present time with family every day, and I meditate and or pray every day. I do those things every day, no matter what, period. And it has helped me become a better individual, I think, because I do it every day. Those are rituals for me. And so if you do the same thing in whichever way you decide to do it, you'll find that your life actually has more, I don't want to say balance, but a sense of power and confidence and presence within yourself. You'll be at peace with yourself, and you'll be able to move through life more gracefully. So every day, practice the PIES, something that you do physically, something that you do mentally, something that you do emotionally, something that you do spiritually to grow. PQ, IQ, EQ, SQ. Those are the 4 intelligences, the 4 core intelligences that all of us have been endowed with. Life lesson number 24, sometimes systems are better than goals. Now, we all need goals, but sometimes it's just more helpful to set up systems rather than goals. For example, lose 20 pounds, that's a goal. Eat right is a system. In this scenario, lose 20 pounds is an unhelpful goal that makes you feel like a failure until you've either A, achieved that goal of losing 20 pounds, or B, you drop the goal altogether. Either way, you're left feeling like a loser. If your goal makes you feel inferior, if your goals make you feel disempowered, then it might be time to adopt a system. So that way, every time you apply the system, for instance, every time you eat something right, you make that decision, you're feeling good about yourself, rather than every time you decide to make, you know, the right choices for eating right, you're thinking about how you haven't reached your goal of losing 20 pounds yet. So keep that in mind. Sometimes it's just better to apply systems and work those systems rather than set hard and fast goals that remind you of the fact that you are not achieving that goal until you finally do. So keep that in mind. Sometimes systems are better than goals. Life lesson number 25, action leads to motivation and not the other way around. Here's how most people approach motivation. They say, I need to be motivated before I take action so that I could then get motivated again, keep on going. Here's how motivation really works. First, you take action, then you get motivated, and then you can continue to sustain that motivation. So regardless of what you want to get motivated about, the answer is always going to begin with action. Action is the impetus for motivation. Action is the precursor to motivation. Action comes first. Motivation comes after. Life lesson number 26, give without expectation. That's really the secret to living, man. Giving is the secret to living. Give because you can. Don't give because you're expecting something in return. Just give because it feels good, and never keep score. It takes too much energy and it'll make you a bitter bastard. So giving for the sake of giving produces genuine relationships built on love and compassion. Just give. Not even for producing relationships built on love or compassion or anything like that. Just give. Just give because you can. Don't expect anything. Just do it. Life lesson number 26. There's no such thing as healthy competition. Contrary to popular belief, competition breeds jealousy, hatred, desperation. Don't compete. Dominate. Decide to dominate. Don't compete with anybody else. Don't look left and right. Just do what you got to do and do it the best that you possibly can. And I know it's hard to get away from it in our rank-based society. I feel my own competitive juices bubbling up just like anybody else, but this does not change the truth. Competition is destructive any way you look at it. And the only time competition is a good thing is when you're competing against yourself. Life lesson number 27, polarity equals power. Nobody succeeds by pleasing everybody. You should be loved by many, hated by many. Neutrality, though, doesn't move mountains. It doesn't inspire change. It doesn't get you emotional. It doesn't ignite your passions. So hold strong opinions and beliefs about the things that matter most to you in life. And remember that polarity equals power. Life lesson number 28, be open to new ideas. Now, I know I just told you that polarity is power, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be open to the possibility that what you know now could be wrong. Defend your beliefs, but keep an open mind. Life lesson number 29, most people want to be led, so take the lead. Next time you're in a situation where people are looking at each other, looking around the room for somebody to speak up and say something, go ahead and just take that as an opportunity to stand up and say something. Stand up and take the lead. You're a leader the moment you decide to be. And finally, life lesson number 30, your past does not dictate your future. So many people hold themselves back with false beliefs about themselves because what they did in the past, because of what's happened in their past. But the past is the past, man. My rule about the past is simple. If I can't use it, I lose it. If I can't use it, I lose it. If it's a good memory that I can reflect on, I keep it. If it's a past experience that taught me something, I keep it. If I cannot use my past to help me become a better version of myself in the future, I just click that delete button in my memory. Delete. And I'd suggest you do the same thing. If you truly desire to milk as much meaning and magic and joy out of your own life. Your past does not dictate your future. All right. Hope you enjoyed these 30 more life lessons learned in 30 years. This is, again, an extension from the original post that I wrote or podcast that I did last year around this time. And because it was so well received and so popular, I decided to do 30 more life lessons before my 31st birthday. And so hopefully you enjoyed these 30 more life lessons. And if you did, please share it with your friends. And as always, go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.